We have several announcements this morning. First, summer catechism will be Monday through Friday, June 21st through the 25th. This is starting with 8 a.m. Mass until noon. There will be classes taught by sisters visiting from Omaha, and this will be for children from the age of five years and older. And the bishop will be coming as well to teach high school students and adults. So we encourage all parish children who do not, especially those who do not attend our school, to attend. And also encourage adults and teens of the parish to attend, especially those who are new to the traditional Catholic Church. This is quite a privilege to have the bishop come and give us instructions personally. So I hope you can fit that into your schedule. Again, June 21st through the 25th. School registration forms for next year are available in the vestibule. If your children will be in kindergarten next year, or if you're thinking of sending any new students to our parish school, please do speak with Sister Philomena by the beginning of May. Also, if there are any new parishioners that have not been confirmed yet in the traditional rite, please reference the bulletin for the announcements concerning confirmation. We will be resuming our holy hours for the Confraternity of Christian Mothers. And though these are in a special way for the Confraternity, some of the public prayers are indeed geared towards these Christian mothers in the Confraternity, but many of the prayers are prayers that are good for all of us. And this being the month of the Holy Eucharist, I think it's even more pressing, more essential that we give our Lord His due. So these holy hours will resume, and that will be this Tuesday at 6 p.m. So I encourage you to please make time in your schedule for our Lord. There will be a yard and garden work party Saturday, April 24th, weather permitting. This is a good opportunity for us to get organized as far as our grounds. The grounds here in Sartell are more extensive, of course, than our old place in St. Cloud. So more help is needed. We ask you to help Father keep the grounds by helping to mow, maintain. And in this regard, there is a guild in honor of St. Joseph to maintain the grounds. There's a sign-up sheet available for this. And just as a note, there will be breakfast, bagels, and coffee provided for the work party on Saturday. And also, Mass, you will see in the bulletin, will be offered for all members of this St. Joseph Guild. So encourage, many hands make light work, so encourage you to sign up for this. And also a new cleaning sheet is available. And just as a note, the chores are divided up into smaller categories so that the work is more manageable and hopefully more people can help out. There is a parish youth night, and this is for teens and young adults, age 16 through mid-20s. This will be at 5 o'clock this Wednesday, and there will be a short class with an opportunity for questions and discussion, and this will be followed by dinner and games, and the food will be provided. And I truly exhort all that are available to make it for this event. It's important. There's a tragic lack of unity amongst us as Catholics, and this is one of the ways that we can make a difference, starting with our youth. And again, If you can make it at all, really encourage this. This will be Wednesday, starting at 5 o'clock. And finally, you'll see in the front of the bulletin a novena to Our Lady of Good Counsel. And I encourage you to pray this for your own personal needs and intentions, for guidance in your lives, but especially for upcoming decisions in the parish. And in this regard, I just wanted to let you know the bishop wants to have an appreciation dinner. This will probably be when he is here for the catechism classes in June. But just to give a personal note from me, I'm up in the corner of the country in the northwest, but Immaculate Conception Church here in Sartell is all the talk of the CMRI in the best possible way. There's just been a lot of encouraging news, and particularly about the overwhelming support from parishioners, that we've been able to make this enormous move into a new church, and that the support has just been phenomenal. It's a very encouraging thing to hear. So, congratulations to this parish for accomplishing so much. And again, when the bishop is here, he wants to have this appreciation dinner, and also to hear about your ideas. That there are some decisions that need to be made, and that as members of this parish, your voice is important. So, again, hopefully this will be when the bishop is here in June, but there will be no doubt further announcements on this topic. And as always, do please pick up a copy of the weekly bulletin. There are other announcements. We'll be here until noon if I keep on going. So do please pick up a copy of the bulletin and read the announcements and see the Mass schedule. And just really quickly, before we begin the sermon, I want to reintroduce myself. I'm sure many of you know me, Father Philip Marie Davis. I was stationed here as one of my first assignments after ordination 3 years ago, when I was ordained by Bishop Gavrinus. Unfortunately, I was only able to be here about 6 months, just because of the transitory sort of nature of the life of the religious. I was called away by the bishop to go to Idaho. But it is an honor and a privilege to be able to visit. I just wanted to say on a personal note that though my stay here was rather short, there's a corner of my heart that stays here in Minnesota. So you can be assured of my constant prayers and eagerness to hear about wonderful news that comes from Sartell. The epistle that is read for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Beloved, Christ has suffered for us, leaving you an example that you may follow in his steps, who did no sin, and neither was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile, when he suffered, did not threaten, but yielded himself to him who judged him unjustly, who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to justice, and by his stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. But the hireling, who is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep. But the hireling flees because he is a hireling and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Mary, Immaculate Queen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we need to be guided. If we are to look even for a moment at human nature, we see that we are indeed like sheep. And what do I mean by this? Well, a sheep tends to follow its nose, or to follow the other sheep around it. It doesn't care much about anything else except finding more grass. And besides for this ability to blindly follow, it's pretty helpless. It doesn't have knowledge of other fields or how to get there. It doesn't reason or make plans. So yes, in many ways we are like this. Human nature is like this. That is left to our own devices. We tend to just follow our nose, or that is our human inclinations. Whatever feels right, or whatever gives us pleasure. We also tend to want to follow what everyone else is doing. Whatever is trending. If everyone's doing it, it can't be that bad, right? And on a spiritual plane, we cannot know what is next or how to get there. These things are hidden from us. Only God knows. We don't actually have the ability to plan out our spiritual life. We can make resolutions, of course, but how things are going to turn out, only God knows. So it is that we need a guide. We need a shepherd. For 4,000 long years, mankind waited for this guide. The chosen people had to be content to wander in the darkness, as it were. But here's an interesting thought, and one that we probably don't hear very often. We are blessed to live in the times that we do. I know we may say, well, how can that possibly be, Father? The world is in a state of chaos. There's rampant immorality all around us. And this might be so in some cases, but I repeat, we are blessed to live in the time that we do. Because we have a shepherd. Now we know that before Christ ascended, he entrusted his flock to St. Peter. He said in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." And so he gave to us his vicar on earth, the Pope. The popes have been the proxy of the Good Shepherd for almost 20 centuries, and we know the situation in the church. There's no need to go on about that. It's interesting, however, to hear what Pope Leo XIII had to say almost 100 years ago on the subject. He said, "In the holy place itself, where the see of Holy Peter and the chair of truth has been set up as the light of the world, they have raised the throne of their abominable impiety with the iniquitous design that when the shepherd is struck, The sheep may be scattered. Now, the Pope is the visible shepherd of the church. But if we are temporarily without this visible shepherd, it does not mean for a moment that we are abandoned. We have our true shepherd, not a hireling, but one who loves his flock with an infinite love. Another reason why I say that we are blessed to live in the times that we do is a bit of a meditation on last Sunday's gospel. Last Sunday we thought about doubting Thomas. Our Lord said to him, "Blessed are they who have not seen and who yet believe." We can apply this to our current situation in our relationship with our shepherd. Though we cannot see him, we know he is there. We don't waver for a moment in our trust that he will guide us. We ought to think of the beautiful psalm, Psalm 22. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall want nothing. He has set me in a place of pasture. He hath brought me up on the water of refreshment. He hath led me on paths of justice for his own name's sake. For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." This is a moment for us to reflect upon the true, the great, the unimaginable blessing that we have of our Lord in the tabernacle. Here we have him truly with us. King David spoke in a spiritual sense, "Thou art with me," but we truly have him with us. Though the times may be difficult in some ways, still we are blessed because we have our shepherd. But we must get to know him. Simply having him here physically in the tabernacle means nothing. In fact, it's rather a condemnation if we don't try to get to know him. "I know mine, and mine know me," he says. If we want to be his, we have to get to know him. We begin by a solid prayer life. It is through prayer that he enlightens our minds. He teaches us about himself directly. We also follow his example. We remember that, yes, we are his sheep, but so are all the rest of mankind. Though that some sheep may be going astray, nevertheless, we're all still part of the same flock. We have to pray for each other, help each other, try to be like our shepherd. My dear friends in Christ, if we are like sheep in these rather inconvenient ways that we talked about, let us be like sheep in the good ways also. That is docile. If we are docile and obedient sheep, we will not go astray because we have a perfect trust that our guide has our best interests in mind. So let us follow him. Follow the church and its teachings. Follow the inspirations that he gives us daily. We can be reassured if we stay close to our shepherd. We cannot go astray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,